So people are calling for the cancellation of Vince Vaughn. Ooh. But what did he do? I'm going to tell you coming up in just a second. First, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith are bringing a world tour to Montreal. It don't stop in the winter order. Summertime. I mix it high, getting jiggy with them. So this is actually called World Tour. Very creative.
Okay.
The name of the tour, yeah. Uh-huh. Here's what we know about it. Will and Jada are working on this media venture together. We know that. We know that it kicks off in Melbourne on March 14th and that it's going to be headlined by Robbie Williams.
Wow.
And cool. That they're going to hit up 6 other cities, including Montreal. And apparently they are going to add other cities to the itinerary as well. Here's what we don't know. When, where, and why. Like, we, no idea. Yes.
Okay.
Now, Will and Jada have not commented on World Tour yet, but the president of the entertainment company says that they're excited about World Tour's potential as a global franchise to bring mind-blowing experiences and unparalleled access to fans and creators worldwide.
I don't know what it is, but I like it.
You like it?
I like the initiative. They're thinking outside the box, and they're kind of rethinking their approach to traditional concerts.
How so?
Well, because they're going to be featuring like local artists from what I gather as mm-hmm. well. And it's just like a slew of talent. So normally when you buy a ticket to a concert, you're seeing one person, maybe an opening act. But to go to a concert and to not know who to expect, or to just be sort of razzle-dazzled by like different forms of entertainment.
Okay, so first of all, I don't know that the idea is that they're going to sell tickets for this without telling us who else is on the bill. I don't know that that's the plan. Yeah. It sounds more to me like they don't quite know yet. They're not sure, right?
Yeah, okay.
And so it's kind of similar. I mean, maybe probably not as big right off, but like Oceaga, like mm-hmm. those kind of festivals,
right,
Coachella,
right.
Bonnaroo, they've been happening for a really long time. I'm concerned. I don't know how much Will and Jada are going to play a part in it. Are we even going to see them
right.
there? Are they just like sort of throwing money at this and don't have a lot to do with it? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's a bigger fan than you, but if you want, you know, you bought tickets and you didn't see Will and Jada Smith, that would be disappointing,
but
would it not?
My assumption, and this is just me, like I know what you know. My assumption is that they're not going to be performing. But I'm not assuming based on this. You'd think they'd have something to say about it if that were the case.
Yeah, you should be able to tell by the ticket price whether or not they'll be on stage.
But we
or
don't
not.
Know. We don't know the ticket price
yet.
And we don't know when, where, or why. Still waiting for the answer to those questions.
So we know nothing, really.
We know nothing.
Okay, good stuff.
All right, Twitter is calling for the world to cancel Vince Vaughn. Now, you said you're a fan of Vince Vaughn, both
yeah,
of you.
Well, I was.
Well, Vince Vaughn was at a football game this week where someone shot a video of him chatting with Donald Trump and the First Lady. So this video is like 30 seconds long. He's chatting up Trump and Melania before he gets up and shakes the president's hand and leaves. So cue all the Vince Vaughn is over, cancel Vince Vaughn hashtags trending on Twitter. I think you should probably talk to Ellen DeGeneres about it, because remember when she was spotted chatting with George W. Bush?
Yeah, I was going to say at a football game as well.
Back in October.
Yeah.
But I mean, George W. Bush just seems like such a bright little light compared to Donald Trump right now. She defended it.
Yep, right.
No word yet on whether or not Vince Vaughn is going to defend his interaction with Donald Trump.
But we don't know what they were saying. Like, he could have been telling Trump, hey, listen, I'm not a big fan of this.
You're the worst person ever.
Yeah, he could have been, right?
It looked like a friendly conversation. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump took his hand, put his other hand on top of it.
Oh.
Like, we do, I believe that Vince Vaughn is conservative, that we do know that.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of conservatives who aren't a fan of Donald Trump for many reasons. So we're not really sure. For now, it is trending for his cancellation on Twitter for everybody to give up on him forever.
Yeah.
The last movie I loved with him was with Jennifer Aniston, The Breakup.
I don't want to give away the end, but I didn't like the end.
The movie's like 75 years old, I think people.
Okay, fine. They don't get together. It's really annoying.
Andy, I can't believe you spoiled the end of that movie.
You set me up.
I can't believe you did that. All right, I'm Nikki, and that is your Biz coming up in about 6 minutes. Your chance to take Sam down with Are You Smarter Than Sam and win $100 in cash, okay? Chainsmokers on the way and Bad Bunny with Drake right now and Mia. It's the Beat 92.5.